Hey, it's Larry Herbeck's Box Lives, Major Nelson. This is show number 181. I'm recording this on Sunday, July 9, 2006, from up here, Seattle, Washington. How you guys doing today? And ladies, welcome. Thank you for downloading my show. Right at the top of the show, I'm going to tell you, you must listen. Of course, you can fast forward to the end or towards the end, but you must listen because at the end of the show or towards the end of the show, I'm going to tell you how you, yes, you, can play Street Fighter II before its release. I know that's what you want to do, so I will tell you how to play Street Fighter 2 before. It's a contest, and actually it's a limited contest, so I'll explain all that later. But anyway, as I said, thanks for downloading the show. Kind of a shorter show this week. It's a lot of things going on that I'm working on, but nothing really came through for this week. I mentioned last week, I'm working on a high-definition HD DVD show. I'm trying to get some experts from the Windows Media team, and I've got that confirmed for next week. So I'll have that on next week's show, where I'm going to interview and just kind of get the lay of the land for HD DVD and Blu-ray. I haven't really looked at either one yet, other than HD DVD, because that's the only one that's available. I haven't really looked at it yet, except for my walking down the alley in Best Buy there and seeing that. It should be interesting. So I'll have that on next week. So that's the HD DVD show, and versus Blu-ray, because I got to put a little bit of drama in there. So that's what I'm working on. So this show is kind of a wrap up and a recap, and do have some cool prizes to give away. So I'll talk about that in a minute. Speaking of appearing on shows, I appeared on Evil Avatar earlier this week. I want to say that was Wednesday night. All my days are kind of get mushed together during the week because I'm doing so much. But I appeared on Evil Avatar. I'll put the link on the blog. Of course, as usual, I won't say it a million times, but pretty much anything that I mention throughout the show, there's a link dump on my blog that you can go through and click on the links. And they're pretty much in chronological order. So as I mention them, they'll be stacked up accordingly like that. So I appeared on the Evil Avatar show, which is always fun. They had a guy on from 1UP, so we kind of had a little chat about that. Just chat about specifically the Prey demo, which I talked a lot about last week. And you know what? I appreciate all the feedback you guys have given me, all the constructive feedback. That's all I wanted to say about that. Let's see. Battle for Middle Earth 2, that's a new EA game that is out. I've been playing that a little bit. But there's this random issue that people may or may not be running into. If you're not running into it, then you're like, it doesn't really matter. But if you are running into it, then you're probably pulling your hair out. I posted this on the blog earlier this week, but it bears repeating. So there's an issue where if you have Battle for Middle Earth 2 and you want to go online, first of all, please remember, if you don't have the game yet, then make sure you throw it in and scroll to the left one. So you'll see single player and then Xbox Live and then options and heroes. But if you just click the D-pad and go to the left one, there's a tutorial there. I highly recommend the tutorial. If you don't do the tutorial, then you're selling yourself short. You're not really going to get the full robustness of the game. But anyway, that's not the issue. The issue is if you go to sign into Xbox Live, so you drop the game in, you're signed in with your profile, and you go to the right, single player, boom, go to the right and go to sign into Xbox Live, or just select Xbox Live. You're going to sit at the connecting to EA servers. Well, some people are sitting there basically forever. So what you need to do, and here's how you get around. Some people, if you go right in, literally after 5 or 10 seconds, you'll go right in, you'll be like zoomed in on the volcano. But if you don't make it that far and you can't hit B because it feels like your box is hung up, here's what you need to do. Very simple. While sitting at the connecting to EA server screen, press the Xbox 360 button on the controller, sign out, but don't go back to the dashboard. Once you sign out, sign back in again, go back to the game. It's going to say the active gamer profile has been signed out. Press A to continue. You press A, you select Xbox Live, you get connected. So that's kind of the workaround. I'll put the instructions up on the blog, or put a link to them. But that's kind of the workaround. I know that our operations team and the EA operations team are engaged and they are working on it accordingly. So I would not worry about that too much. You know, it's kind of the summer, and the summer sucks when it comes to games in terms of there's not many out. Of course, I just talked about Battle for Middle Earth. It was out last week, so that's a good one that's out. But it's not like there's this bevy of games that are coming out every single week. So I decided to play some classics, and I played some Call of Duty 2, which was great, and downloaded the new maps. And that auto update that they had out a few months ago really helped out and really rebalanced everything. So that was great. I also threw in Battlefield 2, which is good. I'm still having some issues with the voice on that one, so I tend to play it with one of the guys at the office. We play as kind of a two-person squadron. And then, of course, PDZ. And I forgot how much fun PDZ was, specifically with all the different weapons, the new maps, of course, which are premium maps you can download. But I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed Perfect Dark Zero. I really enjoyed the maps. I like the fact you can play with the bots now and do different things with them in terms of their personality. So that I really got into that game. Played that game myself and a couple of guys from the office. Who was playing it? I think Lithion was playing it. Lithion, were you playing? I don't remember. We were playing Call of Duty. I remember that. Green Johnny, who's also on the Xbox Live team. Tarkin One, who's on the Live team. We were playing that the other night, and it was just a blast. It was a blast to play PDZ again. So I'm gonna go ahead and try to log some more hours with that. But that was fun. Let's see, Japan. Dateline Japan. Japan has a new. They're blogging. Their community team is blogging. They're going to create a, for lack of a better term, perhaps a Major Domo Nelson. So they're up with the link to that up there. I don't understand a damn thing on that blog because it's all in Japanese. Unfortunately, I don't speak Japanese. But it's great to see that they're reaching out to the community, and I think we've always said, Peter Moore's always said that Japan's an important market for us. It's nothing that you're going to win or lose overnight. It's a slow process. It's Peter refers to it as a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, I was looking around the web this week, and a couple of folks had sent this to me. It's really interesting. It is a faceplate database. So it's a database of all the different faceplates that are available for the Xbox 360. And there's quite a few up here. It's the lowdown411.com faceplate index. And there's a ton of them. So basically it tells you he's got them in a database. He's got a faceplate ID number one. And then the type, whether it was a retail, you know, whether it was Japanese, U.S., how people got it, who manufactured it, a description of it, how many were produced, the product number, some of them have a product number, and then the rarity, and then the image. And then what he also has, which is interesting, which is the value opened and the value sealed, apparently probably on eBay. So as I scroll down here, the one that's the most expensive, if not the most expensive, is the one, is the launch team one, which is the one that I have, which is the I made this, and I put links up. I think that's actually my link, my picture up there. But there's some really, really cool ones. Like, I didn't realize that Canada had all these special ones. There's the E3, there's a Ring of Light one, there's one with maple leaves all over it. Apparently they really like their maple leaves up there, don't they? There's one in here that says the Sweden launch plate, and I don't ever remember seeing that. So, but anyway, there's a whole bunch of really nice ones here, so I'll put the link on that. Go take a look at that. War of the Worlds. You know, speaking of War of the Worlds, and I do need to bring this up. Speaking of War of the Worlds, I was watching the World Cup, and actually the finals are taking place as I'm recording this, so I need to hurry up and go watch that. But I was noticing that the World Cup logo, the trophy where there's like a hand holding a ball, looks suspiciously like the War of the Worlds, at least in North America when it was released, the poster. So take a look at those two, and it was quite surprising at how similar those look. So perhaps the World Cup is the War of the Worlds. I don't know. Just going to throw it out there. One of the things, as I was sitting down, you know, I take a couple hours on Saturday, the day before I record the show, to really think about what I'm gonna talk about in the show. And since I really don't have an interview for this show, and I knew the show was going to kind of be a little bit on the light side, but one thing that I was thinking about is, what are the top 10 ways that game developers... Now, I'm just going to look at this from purely a fan perspective, just a standard video gamer, because obviously this will be a little different. But I wanted to come up with a list of the top 10 ways that game developers... These are the features that they need to have in their game on Xbox Live. to make it a great live game. So think about that. Some of the things, what are some of the things that you think we should have or that game developers should have in their game to make it a great Xbox Live experience? So one of the things that I was thinking of is you have to have private matches. Simple as that. Period of discussion. The ability to invite your friends only into a match. And then, of course, you as the host be able to change some of the parameters on that. So that's one. Another one is, and this is one of the Perfect Dark Zero does this, and it drives me crazy. When you're in a match, and if you decide to get into the game, and you're like, hey, you know what, friends, you guys, I really want to change the map, or let's play something a little different. If you hit B and you try to break the game down, it actually just tears the whole game down and throws everybody out. It doesn't like gracefully end it and bring you guys back to the lobby so that you as the host can change the variables in the game, the map and the game type and so forth. So that really drives me crazy. It's just an easy way to break down a game and go back to the lobby quickly. Of course, voice that just works, Battlefield 2. So speaking of PDZ, and a lot of these came from PDZ because I was playing a lot of that over the past week or so. Bots. Love that. The bots in PDZ are kind of cool. And what I like about it is you can set it up so that as a human player joins, the bot leaves. Or you can change it so when the human player joins, it adds another bot. So I thought that was really nice work. Of course, one of the things that people always ask for, and I think that this is just really key, and Bungie did a fantastic job with this, is the party system. So the concept of you and I in a party against other people and being able to match into that, I think that's just fantastic. Of course, as the host, you should be able to kick players. Leaderboards are always good. Good online achievements. That's something I think is really cool, and PDZ does a nice job with that, and some other games as well. Ghost Recon does a nice job with that. Some nice balance between the online and the offline achievements, and I think that's just that's a lot of fun. Speaking of achievements, one thing that I think should not be in achievements is achievements that don't reward you, that reward you based on your place in the leaderboard. So that's just my opinion. So those are some of the thoughts that I had around how developers, and this is just me as a, and I know there's certain reasons as I tick down this list of why developers may or may not do them now that since I work in the industry, but that's just me as a gamer thinking about what are ways that developers can make great live games. And I'd be curious to see what you had. So come on over and post and let me know what you think, just the top 10 features that you need to have in a good... I mean, standard gameplay and all that other stuff is cool, but what are some of the features like the ones that I mentioned? Like, you got to have a private match. Check. You must have that. Or, you know what? Here's one I didn't mention. How about co-op over live? I think that'd be great. That's really hard to do, but again, this is me as a... This is me just as a standard fan talking about some of the things that I'd like to see since I spent a lot of time on life. So I'm going to put a link up to, I know I interviewed ST the King a while ago, who has like world's largest gamer score, but I have the gamer score, the leader for the gamer score in North America. So this guy is ranked number 3 worldwide, and his name is the Gray Wolf. So I'll link off to that. So the Gray Wolf interview was pretty interesting, and it's over to the Killa's Xbox domain. You guys remember I read blogs. I read a lot of blogs every week, and I appreciate all the links. No one sent me this link, but I appreciate all the links that you guys have sent me. It's good stuff, and I try to do as many as I can. Major@xbox.com is where you want to shoot those. Let's see what else I have. Oh, Halo 3. So, all right, I'm saying Halo 3. I don't normally talk about Halo 3 because I don't like to, and I don't know anything about it other than what you know. But I think it's worth pointing out that Frankie over at Bungie has posted some details on the multiplayer or the fact that they're actually testing the multiplayer for Halo 3. I haven't played it. They have invited me over. In fact, I think they've disinvited me. But I'm hopefully looking forward to it like you guys are. So also, I was thinking about this, is that the making of trailer should be coming to the marketplace soon. I gotta follow up with Frankie on that and see where that is. But that was a video that they did that basically was some background information on the making of trailer that you can download on Bungie.net. They're doing a high def version that you can download onto your Xbox 360 from the marketplace. So, all right, so speaking of Marketplace, let me open this up and see what I have here. You can tell the show's kind of winding along here. I want to go over some of the things that were uploaded uploaded this week to the marketplace. The trailer for the Ultimate Fighting Championship 61 is up, which is North America only. Prey demo. Folks over in Germany, you now can download the Prey demo, the oft-talked-about Prey demo. That is available. There's a Dead or Alive Extreme 2 trailer, which was up before, and then it came down, and now it's back up again. So that's apparently that's limited edition. There's a Game with Fame video for Denmark, Finland, Norway, or Sweden. You can download that. Of course, there's a Prey theme that went up on Monday, and there's also a Dead Rising theme that went up on Monday as well. Of course, you can subscribe to my Marketplace RSS feed, and you'll know the moment that I know, since I find out literally moments before I hit the post button on the blog. So subscribe to that RSS feed if you want to be in the know and dazzle your friends with late-breaking knowledge of what's up on the Xbox Live Marketplace. All right, it's time for Name the Game, so let me go ahead and get last week's Name the Game out of the way. Here it is. Here's last week's Name the Game sound clip. Ouch, that was a little bit harder, but a lot of you got it. Let me see who the correct winner is. The winner is, his gamer tag is Unlocking Zero. Unlocking Zero, congratulations. You grabbed yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset. Plus, for the next few weeks, the good folks over at Turtle Beach, and Turtle Beach is the official headphone of Major League Gaming, they have sent me some Ear Force wireless Xbox headphones. It's the X2, so it's the Ear Force X2. So these are the headphones that take your game audio and your Xbox Live audio and channel it into your headset. So you can sit there on the couch with your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, your mother. She can be sitting right next to you and they won't hear a thing. Isn't that great? And you won't hear a thing either. So that's what I've got. I've got some Ear Force X2s to give away. And congratulations, Unlocking Zero. You grabbed yourself a pair of those, as well as the Plantronics Major Nelson headset. Congratulations. So that means it clears the way for a brand new Name the Game. So here's the Name the Game sound clip for this week. These headsets are expensive. So I've got an Ear Force X2 from Turtle Beach on the line, as well as a Plantronics Major Nelson headset, if you can guess that Name the Game. Now, here's how Name the Game works. Very simple. You send me an email, major@xbox.com. In the subject line, you put Name the Game and then what your guess is. One guess per person, please. Also in the body, please put your gamer tag. Also, let me know where you're from. I always like to see people checking in from around the globe, and I had somebody check in from Iraq last week, which is interesting, Russia, just all over the place. So I love seeing where the listeners are and who I'm talking to. So send me an email, major@xbox.com, and if you think you know what that is, then we'll make sure we'll enter you into the drawing. Now, I must say, the Name of the Game is very simple. It is only release games. It's not for any demos. It is not for any trailers that may be up on Xbox Live Marketplace. It's only released games. So keep that in mind when you're entering Name the Game and you're taking a listen to that. So, all right, let's swing into the geeky and gadgets section of the program. I installed Vista, a new version of Vista. It's newer than Beta 2. I installed that on my a brand new Dell Latitude D820. Which the IT department, we have this amazing IT department at Microsoft, and the guys over there are big fans of the show, so they said, hey, why don't you try this out? So they gave me a Dell Latitude D820, which is this screaming machine that I put a Vista on, and then it became not screaming. No, it's actually, it's doing okay. It's chewing through Vista. Of course, this is a beta build of it, so it's not done yet, but it's good. It's pretty good. Also, the guys over at the IT department dropped off a Qtech 8500 mobile phone for me to use, and I've been using that. It's a flip phone. That's a nice, they call it the Star Trek phone. Very sexy. I must also say that when I get these things to try out, I do return them. I have to return them, so it's not like I have this hordes of hardware sitting around. So I'm kind of like this this technological nomad, because I'm always moving my things around from device to device and never really living anywhere. So also, one of the other things that I got this week, I apparently have listeners all over the place, and that's why I love doing this show, more so than even the blog, because it's great. But the folks over at the Invisible Shield have sent me an Invisible Shield for my DS. So if you don't know what the Invisible Shield is, it's a company that makes these clear protectors for all these different devices, whether it's a bike computer, whether it's a satellite radio, whether it's a watch. They even have them for watches. They make them for Mac Minis as well. of course, iPods, laptops, gaming systems. They sent me one for the Nintendo DS, the full body shield. And essentially what this is, it's like pieces of plastic that kind of attach to it and protect it. So it's pretty good. So swing by the invisible shieldzone.com if you want to take a look at what they have there. So I don't think they have one for the Xbox 360, but then again, the Xbox 360, not really portable, is it? I also want to thank everybody who sent me emails last week about how I can remote desktop from my Mac, or excuse me, from my Windows machine into my Mac using VNC. A lot of people pointed me the VNC route. Thank you very much. So I appreciate that. All right, here we go. I'm now going to tell you how you can play Street Fighter 2 before anybody else. Or at least I hope you can play Street Fighter 2. And let me explain. So this Tuesday night, which is, let's see, it's the 11th. So it's July 11th. So if you're listening to this after July, actually July 10th, you should probably ignore it. But on Tuesday night, we are, the Xbox team, the Xbox PR and marketing team is having a party at San Francisco. It's an Xbox Live arcade party. And it's in San Francisco. I'm not going to tell you where it is so it's not rushed. But it's in San Francisco. And apparently they're going to make some cool arcade announcements. And part of I got the invite in. And the invite basically says that you're going to be able to play all these cool pre-release games, obviously, before they're released. And I have a pair of tickets to that event to give away. And I'm going to tell you how I do that in a second. But here's some of the restrictions that you must know of. First of all, you need to be in the San Francisco area because clearly you're not going to fly there from Atlanta, Orlando, Chicago, Las Vegas. So you need to be in the San Francisco area. So you need to make sure that you're in the San Francisco area, please. Also, you need to be over 21. They're having it at a nightclub location or place that serves liquor, because the marketing team likes to drink. So you need to be over 21. So if you're in the San Francisco area and you're over 21, then let's continue this discussion. If not, then step over there, please, and I'll get back to you in just a minute. So here's what you need to do. Email me your gamer tag, major@xbox.com, with your favorite arcade title. All right, so I want you to just put in the subject line your favorite arcade title. You don't have to put anything else. And then in the body, I need you to tell me what area you live in San Francisco, as well as your age and your gamer tag. Don't include any other information. Don't include your address. Don't include your real name. If I need that, I will email you back. I need you to email me by Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific. That's Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific. And then tell me what that is, and then I'll take all the winners. I'll take everybody that emails me, and I'll pull a winner out, and I'll email that winner back. So check your email Tuesday morning, because you may be a winner. Of course, if you do win, I'll send you an email the next day and let you know where the party is and get your real name and all the other fun stuff. So I look forward to meeting you. So also, if you're listening to the show after, say, Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, that would be Monday, July 10th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Just don't bother sending me email. Also, please don't send me an email repeatedly asking for, did I win, did I win, did I win? Because it's just, I'm not going to respond because you probably didn't win. And you didn't win because I already have my winner, I'm sure. So I also want to thank everybody for sending me email to donate hardware to the Save Lithion's Hardware Fund. Lithion, who works on my website, works on the blog, his hardware went belly up. Everything basically melted down, figuratively, not realistically. So that's why we haven't been developing on the site, but he's coming back online. We added Google sites last week, and they've been performing Google ads. We added Google ads, and they've been performing well. And so he's going to be getting a new machine online hopefully next week so we can start devving, get all those cool community features that I keep talking about. We need to do that. I know that. So want to thank my friends at Centricom. If you need any secured and assured hosting, please check them out. Centricom for all your web hosting needs. Also, so next week's show is going to be about HD DVD and Blu-ray. So if you have any questions, feel free to post that. Also, remember to post up on the blog what your top 10 features are that an Xbox Live game must have. Multiplayer games. Talk about multiplayer. So this is Larry here of Xbox Live's Major Nelson saying thanks for stopping by. Thanks for downloading the show. Have fun. Play fair. Send feedback. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for your support. And I'll see some of you, or at least a couple of you, Tuesday night in San Francisco. Bye-bye. Told you it'd be a short show this week. You know, it's one of those things where I'm doing the show and I'm putting the notes together and realize, you know, I don't have anything. You know, I'm just kind of talk about what's going on. Kind of like the old days, you know, where it was kind of loosey and just kind of fun and cool. I went to Scoble's house. Robert Scoble, who used to be a blogger at Microsoft and now is like one of the very louder voices in the blogosphere. He lived right around the corner from me. He's moving down to the Bay Area. So I went down to his house and just said hello and goodbye. I was supposed to go to a party last week, but I never got there. So I went to Scoble's house, said hello. He posted some, we had a chat. He showed me his big screen Sony TV and his crazy setup he has there. So that was kind of nifty. Also, I went car shopping this week. God, I hate car shopping. You know, when you go into the car dealer and I was looking at new cars and I hate dealing with these guys. I just never have a level of trust. And, you know, I asked them some fairly, I'm sure like you guys are, I asked them some really technical questions and they can't answer them. And I don't think I don't think they're too technical, but the fact of the matter is, you know, does the Bluetooth feature, does it read all of the numbers out of your telephone? You think they would know that information. It's not obscure anyway. So I went car shopping and that's been just a pain in the neck, you know, as it always is when you need to buy a car. Also, hey, I'm playing Animal Crossing on my Nintendo DS, but I don't have any friends. I need someone to go into their Animal Crossing village or city or area and exchange fruit with and whatnot. So can somebody send me, you know, email me, major@xbox.com. Can somebody send me a friends code if you're playing Animal Crossing? For God's sakes, I don't have any. I'm trying to make some money, make some bells. And, you know, what's a guy got to do to make a bell these days? All right, I got to get ready. I want to get this show up so I can get my day on with and get ready for San Francisco. Good luck to if you're going to enter that. Hopefully, I can meet some of you guys, a couple of you guys down in San Francisco. I look forward to that and play Street Fighter. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.